Yeah.
Is it rolling?
It's rolling.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, everybody, welcome to Bristol Motor Speedway. We want to thank you guys for coming out. Are y'all enjoying yourselves? Yeah. Y'all need a cup of coffee or anything?
No.
Would you like a bottle of water?
How about a beer?
Well, you want a foot rub?
A ride.
Ain't going to happen.
How about a beer?
Actually, we came out here today. Can you guess why we're out here? Well, that's the Baptist church sign. It kind of ought to be pretty obvious. Guys, we're out here to tell you guys about Jesus Christ. We want you to enjoy yourselves and have fun. We're not out here protesting anything. Well, that's not true. I'm out here protesting hell and sin. Is that okay? Can we do that? See, I want to protest hell and sin because I don't want any of you guys to go there. You see, the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 7, it says, beware of false prophets. This is verse 15. It says, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Jesus Christ is telling people that there will be a time when false prophets will come in. In other words, false teachers. Can we think of any? How about Joel Osteen? He doesn't talk about sin. He never once tells you about your need for a Savior. He's a false prophet. Amen. How about people like Oprah Winfrey? They tell you that every road leads to God. That's not true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. So either every one of them leads to life and God's a liar, Jesus is a liar, or they're all liars and Jesus is the true Messiah. Okay, now next question I have for you. Sir. Are you judging me?
No.
Are you judging me? Are you judging me? Are you judging me? You're judging me. You're judging me. I'm reading you scripture. I'm reading you scripture and you're judging me.
The Bible says, just not.
What does that mean?
Well, you walked up, you're judging me.
I'm reading scripture.
That guy knows the Bible.
Whoa. Jesus called him a false prophet.
You did.
Okay, hold on.
The Bible doesn't say Joel Osteen's false prophet.
It doesn't? Okay, does he tell anybody about sin?
Does
the Bible tell anybody about sin?
Tell me.
Does God say anything about sin? God answer the question. Okay, what does the Holy Spirit come in the world to do? What does the Holy Spirit come in the world to do? I'm not cutting this off.
Tell me,
what does the Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, what does the Holy Spirit come in this world to do? The Bible says that he came
to be comforted.
The Bible says, sir, I'm asking them a question. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit came into this world to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment to come. And because God sent the Holy Spirit to come into this world to be the person who would convict us and convince us of our sin, he gave us his commandments. And his commandments say that if you've ever told a lie, that makes you a liar. Am I right? He says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. And no thief and no blasphemer will enter the kingdom of heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, here's what you need to know. People hate the message. They